Oasis Audio presents The Sword and the Flame by Stephen Lawhead. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. The hunched figure toiled up the winding trail, leaning heavily upon his long crooked staff, stopping frequently to rest and to look down upon the placid lowlands, gazing toward the west in the direction of Ascalon. He was an old man of years beyond counting, dressed in the robes and cowl of a priest. The hood threw a dark shadow across his features, and though the day was hot and the sun bright, he did not uncover his head, but went on his way, wrapped head to toe. Seen from a distance, he might have been a black beetle scrabbling up a hillock, bearing the weight of his burdensome shell. When he reached the summit of the plateau, he sat down on a rock beneath an ancient, wind-worn tree that threw its sparse, gnarled branches over the road. Many a pilgrim had sat there upon that rock to offer up a prayer to the gods for a fortuitous oracle. But this traveler was no pilgrim, and offered no prayers. Instead, he sat, and with narrowed eyes gazed out over the countryside. The air sang with birdsong, and shimmered as the heat rose in waves from the land. In the misty blue distance, his sharp eagle's vision could see the dark green line of Pelgrin Forest, lying like a vast green sea away to the west. In the valley below, peasants labored in the fields among their new crops. Their shouts